Record. Okay, start now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Royal Water Podcast. And for the third time now, we're joined again by the wonderful Sarah. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you, but I do wish it had been under some slightly better circumstances.
I know, I agree. I hope that this is the last podcast that we have to do on this.
Yes, me too. It's been quite a roller coaster in the past 2 weeks of the way this story has developed and gone completely out of control. And the fact that this was the conclusion was, in a sense, unexpected, but also just very devastating.
I agree. I was shocked. Shocked. I really didn't think that it was cancer. So for this to come out, you know, the fact that she even had to do this, I felt was just so, I mean, there was something going on all week. Did you see like the BBC was planning on doing some big announcement and it was embargoed? And I just thought they were full of baloney, but I guess this is what they were, you know, alluding to. And
Yeah.
I'm
honestly thought that was one of those kind of social media hoaxes, but now that you talk about it, that makes sense.
Yeah. I feel so bad for her. And like thinking about, you know, seeing her and how she looks, I mean, that broke my heart. I mean, right away. But just the fact that she had to do this and almost like kind of the public forced her to do this, just I felt anger, but I also was heartbroken for her. That, I mean, imagine being, I mean, what is she, only 42? She has three little kids, has to undergo major surgery. And again, we don't know what that surgery was. And honestly, I don't care. It was major surgery. And I just think of her, her kids, especially Prince William, her parents, her siblings, having to watch her not only recover from major surgery, but getting like really awful news. And having to process all of that in itself is so hard. I've gotten so many messages from people who have experienced, have been in her shoes. And it's hard enough without having all the scrutiny and rumors and all this stuff surrounding it. Like, I just felt so sad for her that here she is having to put out a public statement because people couldn't just leave her alone. It angered me. I don't know. How do you feel?
No, I definitely share your sentiments that I think the thing that's the worst bit about this news is the fact that she was forced to share it. People had respected her privacy and her original wishes, she could have hopefully been able to kind of go through this whole process in peace and the security of her family without this whole media storm and kind of forcing her to make appearances and kind of proof that she was still living, in a sense that the online being mob really forced her into this position. And that is what's the most saddening aspect of this situation, even more than kind of what she's been going through, because she was asked to do this on such a public space. And the fact that in 2024, we can't respect a woman's right to privacy and her own kind of private health information is just extremely tragic about the state of the world right now.
It is. It's the, what's like boggles my mind about all this is people's entitlement to know everything about everybody. Sometimes things are private, and I don't understand why people couldn't just leave it alone. And now I think, I mean, not everybody, I'm going to delete Twitter today, I think, but it, the fact that nobody can take accountability for their involvement in this whole situation and putting it on the palace. Even they blame the palace for Kate having to do this. No, the palace isn't forcing her to do this. She probably sat down and said, like, enough is enough. Let me just get out there, say my piece, and maybe these people will leave me alone. I mean, I don't know. Some days I'm speechless. Last night I was not speechless, but this morning, you know, I've definitely calmed down a little bit. I was so angry yesterday afternoon because by when that came out, when she her statement got put out, I think it was 6 p.m. in the UK time, but it was like the afternoon by me. So I like literally I was in the middle of a conference call and my phone was blowing up nonstop. And I was like, what is going on? And it was like not royal. It was like my friends and my family, like, oh my God, Kate has cancer. And I was like, oh my God. So now, of course, I can't do anything or say anything because I'm working. That at one point we were taking a break and I just told my boss, I was like, Kate has cancer and I need to take 5 minutes. She's like, oh my God. So she's like, I'm gonna Google. So I took my break and did my thing. But I was so angry. I was so angry that it had to come to this. And you would think people and celebrities and a lot of people blame, oh, it's the Meghan Markle hater fans. No, it wasn't just them. It wasn't just them. It was global. It was celebrities, public figures, friggin' King Willem Alexander of the Netherlands. Shut your mouth. Why are you making Photoshop jokes? I did like I asked people yesterday on my stories, like, because I really couldn't think like who was making all these comments. Like I knew a few people, and oh my God, the list. And King Willem Alexander got quite a few votes. Think he got 10 votes of not votes, but people who commented his name. It's like one day hopefully he never will be in this situation, but like put yourself in her shoes, put yourself in William's shoes. Imagine seeing all this crap. And the best is everybody now is deflecting. Oh, well, if the palace would have just told us the truth from the beginning, or if she would have put out a video from the beginning, at the end of the day, it's not the palace who makes these decisions, it's her and William. And maybe she said, absolutely not. I'm not ready to talk about this now. I am not ready. I'm not processed it. And rather than people just taking a breath and saying, like, okay, maybe she's sick or something, let's, whatever, let's leave her to it. No, they have to go wild. Don't blame the palace for your behavior. Just because the palace wouldn't give you information doesn't mean that you get to make up all these vile and nasty rumors and gossip and about a woman who's like privately battling. Not only recovering from major, major surgery, but also getting a cancer diagnosis, and people, oh, well, it's really not cancer. Oh, it's preventative. Let me tell you something. My stepfather 2 years ago got cancer, colorectal cancer, and they got everything out, but they said, we got clear margins. We do radiation, but the only way to like really get it out is chemo. He didn't need chemo, but they highly recommended it. And this is, I think, what they're doing for her is, I mean, I don't know what her cancer is, but sometimes if they find cancer cells, and maybe it's not enough to do chemo, but they do it. I think it's called adjunct. Did I just say this? Because I swear I'm losing my mind. Adjunct chemotherapy, which is like
I
removal
didn't hear.
chemotherapy. So that's what they're doing. So to say, like, there's p and people had messaged me and had said, and I even saw it on Twitter, like, people are thinking it's not serious. Well, my mother, they said, wasn't not my mother, but these people are saying, like, my mother, my spouse, my brother, they told them that they were clear and they never did treatment because it was clear and then it came back and they died. So, like, to say now people are saying, well, it's not really serious. It is serious. Look at her. Look at her. I mean, look at her face. It's have some humanity, have some empathy. Sorry, I'm rambling.
No, I think you're making really good points of kind of the discourse that we've seen in the past couple of hours. And I think if we move on to the next slide, we can really look at Kate's statement and the way she really, in a very kind of well-spoken way, she did target all different elements and she did her best to kind of draw a line under them. She talked about kind of the not just the cancer, but also the fact that her family has been with her and William has been a huge support because all those rumors and everything. But I think the most important thing from that statement was kind of the aspect of the children and how they're being impacted by this situation, how it was so important for them to reassure and kind of take care of the children at this point, rather than kind of really obey the baying mob who are just out for blood at this point.
Yeah. And I know, and there's people that are criticizing her and criticizing the palace. Oh, they threw her under the bus. Oh, look, they're making her put out a statement sitting all by herself. I find this statement very powerful. And the
Oh, definitely.
fact that she's taking control over this herself, she doesn't need William to sit next to her and hold her hand. And can you imagine if he was, then that would be a whole other set of rumors
Speculation
about
going wild.
that. Yeah. You know, the fa I find this powerful. She's taking it. She's giving her opinion. I love that second to last paragraph. Like, we hope that you will now understand that we now need some time and space and privacy. We say privacy here. And like, I felt that in my soul. Like, can you guys like just stop and let me have some privacy now? Like, have you had your fun? Have you had enough? Like, please understand that, like, please take this seriously and leave me alone.
Exactly. Yeah, I think this statement in itself was a bit of a masterstroke in the way it was crafted and the way she delivered it. I could feel that, yes, she was forced to do it, but if all kind of, if we lived in a perfect world, it would have just drawn a line under it and we wouldn't gotten basically a nice conclusion under the whole thing and allowed her to recover in peace. But however, the kind of speculation, as you've mentioned, that's being informed, you can see a bit of that in the next slide of the discourse online going forward, it's really gone crazy. I think the worst narrative that I've seen is that the people who were making all these videos and statements and the memes out of it are saying that it's only because of them and their faux concern that the palace has been forced to take this step. And they're saying that they're kind of whole hunting and being awful about Kate online is part of the reason she's being so open, and they're just doing it for her well-being, which is like a narrative that I just cannot even fathom to understand at this point. Like, how they can even come to that conclusion that their whole behavior helped Kate in this somehow rather than pressuring her. It's ridiculous.
I honestly have no words. That is, this is the, what the deflection is. This is the deflection. You can go around spreading rumors and gossip. If you cared about her, okay, just ask, like, okay, I wonder where she is. I hope she's okay. That's caring about her, not coming out and saying, oh my goodness, the palace have lied. She could be dead. Will, I mean, is spreading rumors that William killed her? Domestic violence, affairs, saying she had an affair and William caught it and stabbed her, and that's why she had to be rushed to the hospital and have abdominal surgery. Is that caring about somebody? Is that showing concern? If showing concern is, I hope that she's okay, that's concern. When
Exactly.
you are making conspiracy theories up, you've lost and spreading it. Some of these people have millions of followers. I don't know what that meant. I thought matter of fact was keeping it classy. I don't know. I haven't watched her latest video.
I think in general she has, but she just kind of this is look just at the TikTok homepage on the Kate thing rather than just the
Yeah.
salacious. But
Because
overall, I think one of those things has been that the people, even who, in a sense, your name for Omid Scooby, and that made me really laugh this morning. But I think those sorts of people have been very complicit in this whole thing. And for them now to be like, oh, just, we weren't a part of it, and the deflection, and then also the lack of accountability they have for their role in this whole thing is just baffling.
even if the palace did a crap job of handling this, and I don't, I have my own opinions about that. We talked about it. You know, the fact that these people still don't take accountability for their role in everything that's happened is just mind blowing. It's mind blowing. The palace told you what was going to happen. Because they didn't give you the information that you wanted, or specifically detailed whatever, or walkabouts, or
Or
They
like
both.
denials and lawsuits for every single kind of wild claim that was made, which is what these people want.
Exactly. Like, are you kidding me? That's concern. And like you said, absolutely no accountability, just deflection. Instead of saying, like, there were some people that did take accountability and did say, like, I think we took this too far. Like, I apologize. This is terrible. Now I feel like an idiot, you know? That's the kind of reaction that people should be having. Like, okay, we took it too far. Like, it's enough. Enough. We're done. We're not talking about this anymore. But no, it's like, well, the only reason why I spread those vile and nasty conspiracy theories is because the palace lied to us. The palace didn't lie to you. The palace told you everything that was going to happen. I mean, come on. Just because it wasn't what you wanted to hear or wasn't enough information that was none of your business, that gives you the right to behave in the way that you've behaved the past 2 months. Come on, take some accountability. You're a part of the problem too.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
No, definitely. You make a really good point about kind of the accountability aspect of it and the fact that these people, despite this entire statement, now they're kind of going more and more into the conspiracy side of things by claiming the video was AI and that sort of thing. So they are not backing down. I've seen. That is, I think, the most saddening aspect of this whole thing is despite the fact that Kate has been forced to make the statement and hasn't stopped people, and
Oh.
the really deranged ones are still continuing with their narrative.
You know what? I'm glad that I have not seen it, and I hope that I never do because it literally raises my blood pressure.
It
This is
really
why, no matter what they would have done, it never would have been good enough. Aside from Kate actually going to their houses and showing them her surgery scars, or, you know, they would not, nothing will satisfy these monsters. And what kills me is a lot of these people are women. I mean, yes, I see one guy there or two or three, but most of them are women. So I don't want to hear anybody saying, oh, women for women and me too and my body, my choice. No, nope, you don't get to say that anymore. I mean, some of the stuff was innocent. Like somebody put Christie Brinkley on my FU list. And I was like, oh my God, not Christie Brinkley. And she just did like a stupid, put a sign with their picture about like global warming or something, which was stupid. And like, why even bother and hop on that hate train? That stuff is forgivable. But people that continue to spread this, it's just, there's a special place in you know where for them, honestly. And I don't wish karma on people because I think that that's bad, you know, karma on me. But let's just say I've wished a lot of, you know, not bad things, but you know, I hope that they should hope that they never have to go through what she's
Right.
going through or a family member going through. I mean, there's so many people that have come out and said, like, I've experienced what she went through or what William's been going through. Or what her parents have been going through, or her siblings, and not 1 ounce of empathy, not 1 ounce. And the same, like you said, they do this under this faux concern. You're not concerned. If you were concerned, you would leave her alone. And like yesterday, I said, like, can you guys stop now? Okay, fine. You've had your fun. You've had your conspiracy theories. You've made your money on your little viral stuff. Can you stop now? And that goes for the British press too. Those people, I don't know if you have a slide on them. Look at them all backtracking. Like they never ever said anything. Like, come on now. Disgusting. Like the whole bunch of them.
Yeah, and then their whole deflection as part of the whole, you know, last week their narrative was the palace should give more access to the press. And we've
Yeah.
seen a lot of them now kind of back off on that when that is the whole narrative they were going through. And it's, I mean, I think we should kind of address that whole Omid Scobie, the whole countdown thing he did.
Oh God.
We saw that because that was, I think, out of all the out-of-pocket things he's done in the past couple of years. I think that was one of the worst.
He honestly is such a toad. And it did, I didn't see it. I saw like screenshots of it. And of course, he
Yeah,
came out
same here.
and said, you know, with a statement saying, I would never do that, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you would, because you've done it. And then you wind up deleting. Like, we've seen this before, Omid. This isn't your the first time you've done this. Come on
Exactly.
now. That's stupid. But it's not even him. Like, I expect that from people like him. But what surprised me is the people that have never fed into this nonsense, feeding into it. That's what's annoyed me. I'm not
Exactly.
surprised by the Kate haters saying that it was AI and all this other stuff. We're used to that. But it's the other people, people that have never given a crap about the royal family, celebrities, like, don't you have PR people that tell you, like, no comment because people are going to
Don't get
bash you?
involved.
I mean,
Yeah.
come on now. Andy Cohen, F you. John Oliver, F you. Who's the other one? Stephen Colbert, double F you. Like, Sonny Hostin from The View, don't even get me started on the ladies on The View, minus Whoopi Goldberg, because she, every time they started in, she'd be like, oh my God, guys, you know where she is. They told you. Same thing, embarrassing to watch. Who else? Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian's wasn't like horrific. She put a picture saying, like, oh, let's go find Kate.
And
I don't.
apparently she's apologized as well for
Yeah, I mean, Blake Lively did a, her did a stupid Photoshop. She apologized. Like, that stuff I didn't think was
Yeah.
horrible, you
It
know?
was the ones making the, I think there's like two categories of the malicious stuff. It was the ones who were making jokes about the Photoshop and the missing thing.
Yeah.
And were innocent enough, and it kind of was like a silly social media trend. If it
Yeah.
stayed that way, it would have been kind of fine. But the ones who were making jokes about kind of the state of her marriage to suicide and kind
Yeah.
of self-harm, that sort of thing. Now those just crossed the line, and that is where it got ridiculous.
Yeah, and the best was that House and Habit. I could not believe the screenshots people were sending me. We don't have dementia or amnesia. Now all of a sudden you twist your stories. Like, are you kidding me right now? You are part of, like, she's blaming all these people for being the problem. You are the problem too. You are the problem.
Exactly.
These are big accounts. I'm not talking about little people had put like little, you know, even royal family accounts that were not nice. You know,
Yeah.
those people aren't reaching many people. I don't really care, you know, whatever, say what you got to say, and nobody really cares. But it's these people that have such huge followings that really did cross the line. I mean, it's, I can't, I don't know. Like
Yeah,
TikTok.
I think there's been this kind of trend, and there was a bit of outrage a couple of weeks ago, especially on TikTok, of kind of how about true crime podcasts and kind of how that's become such a social trend. And some woman was at telling a story about how that it was even worse for her to hear about her little sister's murder when she saw someone applying makeup while telling the story on a TikTok video. So like it's this kind of dehumanization of the whole thing and making it into a trend rather than really thinking about the whole humanity behind what they're discussing.
Exactly. And you'd think that maybe they'd learn a lesson when people point it out, you know, like, this is not okay. And they don't. They'll still do their makeup videos talking about people that were murdered. And, you know, humanity is gone. I really have no hope anymore. I just don't. I don't know what kind of age we're living in, but I'm not here for it.
No, and I think if we move ahead two slides, I'd like to really point people out to go to your Instagram today and the way that you were, I think, sorry, you were really calling out people for and brings receipts, which is kind of very rare to do in the role watching community at times. But the fact, especially House and Habit, and you're talking about how they basically were part of kind of they said they had inside sources and that's where their information was coming from.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, the fact that you're calling them out, I think, is very kind of admirable and
thank
really
you.
makes people into account.
Thank you. And the fact that Except for one person who called me a white, see you next Tuesday, everybody else pretty much agreed. And I mean, maybe I just have really good followers that, have empathy and, are good people, and that I don't have the wackadoodles following me or looking at my stories or anything. I think they should look at the stories just to get a different point of view than the other crazy things that are being pushed. But it's good to know that there, as much as I have lost faith in humanity, at least there are good people out there, and there are celebrities that have called it out too. I think
Oh,
Rita Wilson did something, Jamie Lee Curtis, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Shannon Doherty, Jimmy
I think,
Kimmel,
yeah. Jemima Khan was one of the ones that I saw even before this whole thing. She was telling people to stop because they're like, you'll regret it. And then her whole tweets afterwards have been very much like, I kept on telling you, don't be a part of it. And now look at what you've done.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I think it's. Let's hope this is the end of this media discourse, and we'll hopefully get to next time we talk about something else and hopefully something positive.
Yeah, I hope so. Let's hope that this is the end of it. Let's
Yeah.
hope.
We wish kind of the Prince of Wales well and hope that she has a easy kind of restful recovery and she's
Yes. That's the
ready to.
most important. That's the most important thing. Aside from all this baloney, we pray for her. We hope that she has a full recovery. Hope the treatment is not something really terrible and she gets through it. I pray for her family. I pray for her husband and her children, and just that everything, hopefully, I know treatment takes a while. I hope this time next year or even by the end of the year that she's fine. That's the most important thing.
And everything's hopefully back to normal.
Yeah.
Well, it was wonderful having you on today, and we'll direct everyone to go follow your Instagram, of course. So we hope to have you on again sometime soon.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.